Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, you said you sent your word, and you brought healing, you brought peace, you brought strength, you brought salvation. Father God, as we move forth in this prophetic call, midnight cry tonight, Father, we pray that thy will be done. And Father, we create a space of love, a space of peace, a space of joy. Father, we create a space in your holy name, a space of possibility, because, Father, we are going to call those things that be not as though they already are. Therefore, Father, we give you praise. We give you honor for everything that will be said and done in this space where we lift your name up high, because you said in your word, if my people, which are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray, that we will hear from heaven. Therefore, Father, we stand in agreement with thy word on tonight, and we give you the honor and the glory now and forever. Amen. Amen. Prophetess Naomi, open up the line so we can all begin.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this time, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this awesome time to enter into your throne, Father God. Enter into the throne of grace, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop Ebenard Jordan, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Zoe Ministries and the company of prophets, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for a fresh anointing, Father God, that you are placing on us even now, right now, as we come into the 14th right now. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving in a mighty way, Father God. We thank you right now that you are opening doors that have been shut, Father God, that you're opening new doors right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that you're opening up our avenues, Father God, right now. In the name of Jesus, for us to walk through, for us to walk through. In this moment. Thank you, Father God, that we are walking through. And Father God, that you shall allow us to get the breakthrough. Thank you, Father God, that even though sometimes it seems like everything is against us, Father God, we stand having done all to stand by faith in you, Father God, knowing that you shall bring us out. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are working things out for the good, Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are working out right now for the good, Father God, because the purpose behind it, Father God. You shall get the glory, Father God. We thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, because you are our shepherd and we shall not want, Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are bringing blessings, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're blessing us from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet, Father God. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we are going to be the heads and not the tails, that we are the heads and not the tails, that we are blessed and not cursed, that we are on top and not beneath, Father God, that we are walking in love and that we are walking in joy and that we are walking in peace and that we're walking in unity. We're walking in transformation. We are walking in elevation right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we are walking in a due season, Father God, where we shall reap an abundant harvest because of the seeds that have been sown, Father God, in our desperate situations, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you are touching the waste places in our life and that you are rebuilding the old places in our life right now, Father God, and that you are transforming right now us to another level in you. Thank you, Father God, that we are moving forward and we are pressing forward to a higher and upward calling in the things of right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we'll be so careful to give you all praise, all honor, and all glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for being our refuge and our strength and our fortress, God. We thank you, God, that even now we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under your shadow. You're our Almighty. And we say, Lord, you're our refuge. You're our fortress. You're our God. Father, we trust in you. We don't trust in the arm of flesh. And you shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler, the deadly pestilence. You cover us with your feathers. Lord God, we will not fear for the terror by night, nor the arrow that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that stalk in darkness, nor for the destruction that waste in noonday, because 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us, nor only will we look with our eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Thank you, Father God, that you are our protection. Thank you that you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you, God, that because we trust in you, Lord, that you will deliver us. Lord God, that all of the weapons of the otherness shall come to naught. We thank you that all devices of the enemy have been uncovered, have been exposed, that you have brought them to an open shame. Thank you, God, for total victory. Thank you, God, for total restoration. Thank you, God, for total healing. And God, thank you for total victory in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Father God. We come and we stand in this space, Father God, arm in arm and heart, Father God. We're standing in the gap for the people who cannot have a voice, Father God. We're standing in the place in the gap for the people, the homeless people even today on the streets today, Father God. Even the foster children who are still crying out, Father God. I'm asking you just to cover them and to protect them, ones who have been placed in homes that they're not unsure, Father God. We're trusting you even in this hour. Touch the people who are on the street, Father God, who don't know where to go or who to turn to, Father God. Send your angels that walk and guide them, Father God. Awaken them and jolt them, Father God. Jolt us all, Father God, to that next level, Father God. We thank you for protecting even us, Father God, to protecting us as we drive, as we fly, as we walk down the street, Father God. We're asking you just to touch our mindset, Father God. Help us to stay in the right mind, Father God. Anything that's not like you, God, in our mind and of doubt or anything, Father God, we rebuke it and we cancel that out, Father God. Ask you, God, to touch the women's bodies here today. Touch their wombs, touch their legs and their limbs, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God, in this hour. Touch our brethren, Father God. Touch their hearts, Father God. Push them to the next level, Father God. God, continue to remind us of our purpose, Father God. But those who don't understand or know, Father God, awaken in them, Father God, in this hour. Mothers who are here standing for children, for sons, for nephews, Father God, for grandchildren, Father God, just touch them and cover them in this hour. People who are in the hospitals, Father God, who are so sad and depressed, Father God, heal them, recover them, that they may walk and see another day and another hour, Father God. We're asking you just to cover our leaders, Father God, as they hold us, Father God, up, that we hold them up, Father God. Touch the leaders from here to Africa, the prophets, Father God, awaken in them and continue to give us a new day, Father God, a new day in you and a new creative gene, Father God, that pushes us over and over the top. We give your name always the praise, always the praise. Amen and amen.
Prophet Dominique DeCruz. Amen and amen, Lord. And as we continue to come together day in and day out in prayer and in fasting here together, Father, Lord, thank you for the universal law and creation that you have set forth before the beginning of the earth, Lord, that as more than one come together, Lord, so should you duplicate and multiply and multiply the effects of the prayer. So, Lord, we see the power of our prayer going far and wide, affecting the youth, the elderly, the mothers, the fathers, the president, the congresspeople, the lawyers, the doctors, the teachers, Lord, all of those of different areas, the pastors, the leaders of the world, Lord, in our midst and those afar, Lord. We thank you that this prayer is felt far and wide, Lord. We thank you for the Master Prophet, Archbishop Ibn R. Jordan, Lord. We thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Lord. We thank you for, Lord, the creation, Lord, their willingness and their openness to be vessels for you, Father. We just ask you to continue to bless them and look over them, Father, Lord. We thank you for the examples that they have set for all of us, Lord, that we shall continue to follow them. Lord, we thank you for this transformation in our country, Lord, this transformation in the universe, Lord, that we are all here to be the fruits and be what our ancestors prayed for, Lord, this breakthrough in our race and our generation, Lord, this space of opportunity to really impact the globe, Lord, and to be trendsetters, Lord, to be innovators, to be trailblazers. I speak all these positive, powerful words over us, Lord, and I thank you for the power of affirmation, Lord, that you have given us the mind and the practice and the leadership to know how to use our words wisely, Lord, to be able to sow seeds into this earth, Lord, that would yield fruit. And Lord, as we continue to speak these things into existence, Lord, let them just be manifested in our day-to-day lives, Lord. So we thank you for the power of the word, Lord. We thank you for the power of collection, Lord, and the power of group, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for continuing to create a place here in Zoe, Lord, that we can come and really get that richness, Lord, that just brings people to us, Lord. Just continue to create a magnetic pull in each and every one of us that is here on this call and those who are touched by this call, Lord, that each and every time that we speak, each and every time that we step out of our homes, Lord, that we are just attracting the right people, the right things, the right places, the right timing, Lord. And we just thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Pastor Audrey Smart.
Father, we are so grateful to come together, God. Father, we thank you for allowing this prayer to be so different than a routine. Father, we thank you, God, because we know that there's about to be a breakthrough, a win, an anointing, God, like never before. Thank you, God, that we can join together in prayer, being in different ministries, different callings, different positions. God, I just want to tell you thank you. Father, we're so grateful, God, for the call of the leaders of this church to call us together, not considering who we are or what we are, but just as children of God, just to tell you thank you. And, Father, we're thanking you because I know that there is miracle working power in these prayers. Father, I thank you for breakthrough, God. Father, I thank you for the miracle of healing. I thank you for the miracle of restoration, God. I thank you for the miracle of cancellation of debt, God. Father, I thank you for covering our children, God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we'll hold nothing back from you. Father, remember in the times, God, that we weren't in you. God, we thank you that we know who you are and we have the privilege, God, of coming together. Father, we count it not robbery, God, that this is an opportunity that many people around the world don't have. But, God, we want to tell you thank you, God. Hallelujah, because we've been able to come to you, God, where we can't come to no one else. Father, to know that there's going to be a breakthrough and an opening door, God. Father, we thank you for every court situation. We thank you, God, for every miraculous situation that you're going to work through out of this prayer, God. Father, we thank you for holy families. We thank you for righteousness, God. Father, we thank you for successful businesses. And God, we thank you for love and joy and peace. God, we even thank you for long suffering. Most of all, God, we thank you for your anointing. Rescue, God, to pull down every stronghold, everything that so easily beset us and distract us. Father, we ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus to bring us through, God, even through darkness, God, bring us through. And God, we ask you to cover us. And Father, we know that there's a storm coming. Father, we've seen more spiritual storms than this storm can ever be. But God, on this night, as the wind begins to blow and the storm begins to come, God, we ask you, God, to cover us and keep us safe. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to any of us, God. Give us clear vision, God, through everything we have to look through to know that can nobody do us like Jesus. And God, thank you for being our friend, our comforter, our provider, our Jehovah Jireh. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Minister Kenneth Cook.
Amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and to gather in prayer, Lord. We thank you for every soul that joined the line tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you for these unique opportunities to be able to come together and to express, Lord, the move that is on the heart of your people, Lord. And, Father God, we seek you right now in spirit and truth. Father God, teach us, Lord. Teach us how to increase answered prayer, Lord. And, Father God, we just want to thank you now for improving our sight to see the things that you would like us to see, Lord. We want to thank you right now for improving our hearing to hear your word and to hear only your voice, Lord. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps right now, Lord. We thank you for ordering our steps. And, Father God, we thank you for building the confidence of your people, Lord. We thank you for all the things and blessings that you have put before us, Lord, right now. And, Father God, we decree right now divine connection, divine relationships. Lord, we also decree favor and strength in each and every family that joined this call, Lord. We decree favor and strength in each and every church member that's represented on this call, Lord. Lord, we decree prosperity to your people so that we may be able to live the example that you to lead those back to you, Lord. We decree prosperity and favor over every individual on this call so we can go back with the prosperity and support and be pillars in the church, Lord. Father God, we thank you for all the mighty miracles that you are doing. We thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord. And right now, Lord, we decree that open doors begin to open to your people, Lord. We decree that open opportunities begin to open to your people, Lord. We decree that this be a season of favor, this be a season of miracles, this be a season of blessing. Father God, we decree that everywhere we begin to walk, every individual we begin to touch, we begin to become a blessing into their life, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the strength. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the wise counsel that you put us in the midst of. And, Father God, we thank you for those who pioneered this call, Father. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for Archbishop. We thank you for those that are pillars and members here in the churches, Father. And, Father God, we just want to continue to acknowledge you, continue to lift your name up, continue to worship you in spirit and truth, Lord. And, Father God, give us the strength to begin to carry on, as leaders and examples in your word, as leaders and examples. And, Father God, may your blessings continue to follow us all the days of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Prophetess Angel Miola.
Amen. Father God, we thank you on tonight, Father, for being God, Father. Father, thank you for being your word, being a lamp unto our feet, Father, and a light unto our path, Father. God, I'm so thankful tonight, Father, as I lift my voice, Father. I thank you that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear, Father? As we go into different areas of battle and different areas of life, Father, I thank you that our faith shall not fail us, God. I thank you for being Alpha and Omega, God. I love you for it because that means you're at the beginning of the situation, but you're also at the end of the situation. But I thank you for being everything in between, even that which we don't understand. I want to say thank you tonight, Father. God, I thank you right now for being God. Father, I thank you for families tonight. I thank you, Father God, for strategic, divine strategies falling from the heavens tonight, opening doors, Father, for every minister, every pastor, every preacher, every anointed one on this line, giving us divine strategies to affect your kingdom, Father. I thank you right now, God, for opening us up to receive, Father, that we may demonstrate you in the earth realm, Father. Demonstrate you in the marketplace, God. Demonstrate you in the kingdom of God, Father. Demonstrate you, Father. I thank you right now for every community across the United States of America, Father. I thank you for the powerful voices, oh God, that are coming out of these communities. God, we give you glory tonight, for your word cannot return unto you void, Father. I thank you, Father, for taking the least and making them the greatest, Father. I thank you, Father, for the backside of the desert experience and every person's life, for it's necessary for where God is bringing them and taking them, Father, for where you're going to bring and set us, oh God. I thank you for the stripping. I thank you for the chastening. Whatever you need to do, Father, we give you glory tonight because we know you're great, God. We know you're an amazing God. You are powerful, God. You are delivering, God. You kept minds, oh God, because you are a mind regulator. You are a heart fixer, God. And I thank you right now that we don't carry anything, oh God, that we may empty out everything of ourselves to love our enemies, oh God, to pray for those, God, that come up against us and despitefully try and use us, God. Father, you are not mocked, oh God. You will have the last say, and we're giving you thanks and praise in advance, oh Zion. I thank you right now as we lift up our voices, oh God, that you're tearing down the works of the enemy and strongholds that were trying so easily beset us, oh God. But we put on the garment of praise, not just our prayer, but we praise you, God. We praise you in the morning. We praise you in the evening. We praise you throughout the day because you are that same miracle-working God, Father. I thank you for being that alive right now, God, in our experience. Father, I thank you for loving us more than we can ever love ourselves. God, I thank you right now for our children, for taking your hand at the wheel, Father. Besides you, oh God, there is no other. We put our trust in you, our faith in you, our hope in you, God. Our businesses will do what they're going to do because of you, God. For in our flesh dwell absolutely, positively, no good thing. But Father, with you, all things are possible, God. All things are possible. And I thank you for the peace of God, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. God, I thank you for guarding our hearts and guarding our minds for the footsteps of a righteous man. Your words say they are ordered, God. If they are ordered and your word is the light, we thank you right now for the strategies that we're walking into, that we're implementing right now. For you've not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind, and we shall demonstrate your kingdom on the earth. I thank you for it in advance, Father. I thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Darlene Graham.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for tonight, dear Lord. We thank you as we come to you, humble before you, dear Lord, crying out to you, Father God, to help us, dear Lord, to deliver us, dear Lord. Help us, Father God, to stay focused in this season, dear Lord. Help us, Father God, for you to order our steps, dear Lord. Help us, Father God, to let us know that you are there on every four corners, dear Lord. Let the angels be camped around us, Father God, as we continue to trust you in this season, dear Lord. Look upon our finances, dear Lord. Look upon every situation that people are walking through, dear Lord. Look upon those that's working on building houses, dear Lord. Look upon those that's trying to get properties, dear Lord. Look upon those that need a job in this season, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father. We give you the honor, dear Lord, for what you have done, dear Lord, in this season, dear Lord. And, Lord, look upon all the families that's on the call, dear Lord. Look upon those that have children that's on the call, dear Lord. Look upon those that family members that's incarceration, dear Lord. Look upon those that have family members in the hospital, dear Lord. We just thank you. We give you the honor, dear Lord, for what you have done, dear Lord, for us in this season, dear Lord. Lord, look upon our President of the United States, dear Lord. Lord, you know everything that's going on, Father God. We turn him over to you, Lord, because he's in office because you knew, Father God, who was going to be in office, dear Lord. You order everybody's footsteps, dear Lord, but we know that you are deliverer, dear Lord. We know that you're going to protect us, dear Lord, for all these forces that's coming up, dear Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we just continue to give you the praise and the honor, dear Lord Jesus, of what you're doing in this season, Father God. And, Lord, look upon Archbishop Ebron Jordan and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, as they continue to stand for globalized and prophetic, dear Lord, as we prepare for the miracle of working miracles that's coming up for Palm, the prophetic order of March Elijah, dear Lord, in July 2017, dear Lord. We put it before you, Father God, that everyone will be blessed. We receive the miracles. We receive the Red Sea open up. We receive people's eyes will open up. We receive healing, dear Lord, financial blessings, dear Lord, homes that will be delivered, dear Lord, from poverty, dear Lord, from generations of curses, dear Lord. We trust you, Father. We honor you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Prophet Joshua Jordan.
So, Father God, we thank you now for the new thing that you're doing. Father, we praise you because you said, verily I say unto you, to heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle, if my word shall not pass until all be fulfilled. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, because you've sent it, Father, such that we may be healed from any disease. Father, we thank you for protection in this season. Father, we thank you for right thinking. Father, we thank you for single-mindedness in this season, Father. Father God, we thank you for doing a new thing in each and every one of us. Father God, we thank you because you know the thoughts that you think towards us, Father, thoughts of peace and not of evil, thoughts to give us a future, thoughts to give us a hope, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you now for even being God, Father. We thank you for allowing us to taste and see, Father, that you are good. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father, for giving us strength, Father. Father God, we thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for having, Father, even a new day in this season, Father. We thank you for being able to have another midnight cry even now. Father, we thank you for touching family members. We thank you for touching families. We thank you for keeping the household together. Father, we thank you for touching the head. Father, we thank you for touching our Archbishop, Master Prophet, and Pastor Deborah and Mother Mary Jordan. Father God, we thank you that you continue to touch every bishop, every family. Father, we thank you as you continue to touch even the College of Bishops. Father, we thank you that you touch every reverend, every pastor, every elder, Father, in your church, every deacon, every deaconess. Father God, we thank you that you have your hand in every auxiliary, Father. Father God, we thank you for sending your son such that we can have abundant life. We thank you for divine provision in this season. Father God, we thank you for these things now. In the masterful name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany Jordan.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together even now, Father God. We thank you for the families that are here on the line even now, Father God. We thank you for every life here and the families that it extends to even now, Father God. We thank you for the divine covering, Father. Begin to cover our households even now, Father God, as we come and as we go, Father God. Order our steps even now, Father God. Father, allow a sweet peace to begin to overtake each and every one of our spirits even now, Father God. Father, we just thank you for all that is being done in our lives even now, Father God. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for the opportunity to begin to honor you even now, Father God. Father, allow a sweet peace to begin to overtake our hearts and our minds even now, Father God. Father, allow love to begin to shine through us, Father God. Allow your words and wisdom to begin to come forth through us, Father God. Allow us to begin to move and shift and begin to be obedient to your words even now, Father God. We thank you for even our young minds even now, Father God, our children even now, Father God. Begin to touch them. Begin to touch their hearts, Father God. Begin to allow begin to just stimulate them, Father God, and moving in the direction that they need to go, Father God. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in our life, Father. Thank you for this opportunity to begin to worship you even now, Father God, this time, even in the midnight hour, in the beginning hours of the new day, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity to begin to just praise you, Father God, and honor you and exalt you, Father God. We love you and thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In your name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Jessica Jordan.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you for another night to fellowship and pray. We thank you for allowing us to usher in another day in your presence, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for seeing us through another day. We thank you for giving us a restful night, Lord God. Thank you for the covering of protection over our lives and over the lives of our loved ones, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you for increasing our strength. Thank you for giving us courage and allowing us to be bold, Lord God. Thank you for healing. Thank you for anointing, Lord God. Thank you for strengthening our minds. Thank you for strengthening our hearts, Lord God. Thank you for quieting our minds, Lord God. Thank you for being our calm in the storm and our comforter in pain, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for being an everlasting Father. Thank you for opening our hearts, Lord God. Thank you for putting love back into our communities, Lord God. Thank you for joy. We thank you for peace, Lord God. We thank you for letting no harm come to your people, Lord God. Thank you for touching our ears so that we may hear your directions. We thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. We thank you for being a hedge of protection over our children, Lord God. Thank you for protecting their minds. Thank you for protecting their hearts, Lord God. Protect their emotions. We thank you that they choose right company, Lord God. We thank you for their teachers and their crossing guards and their friends. We thank you for their safety, Lord God, and we thank you for watching over them. Thank you for families in this season. Thank you for strong fathers and for wise mothers and for obedient children, Lord God. We thank you for touching all of our endeavors in this season, Lord God. Touch our businesses. Touch our education. Thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you for favor. Thank you for creative ideas. We thank you for right connections in this season. We thank you for putting us in the right place at the right time, Father God. We thank you for right locations. We thank you for right destinations. We thank you for real estate favor. Thank you for uncommon opportunities that you are bringing our way. We thank you for increase, Lord God. We thank you for financial breakthroughs in this season. We thank you for spiritual breakthroughs in this season. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord God, and we thank you for Archbishop, Lord God. We thank you for Zoe Ministries and all the souls that it touches, Lord God. We thank you for all of the miraculous things that you continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Kenneth Cook II.
I thank you, God, for everything you have done. I thank God for everything you will be doing. I thank you, God, for everything with Zoe Ministries that's been happening that is good. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And Father God, we come to you with an open heart and an open mind, God. We ask that you touch everyone on this call, God. Father God, we thank you for all the good things that you've been doing in our lives and continuing to do in our lives. We thank you for the victory in our life, God. We thank you for the peace in our life, God. Father God, we ask that you send an uncommon favor in this season to each and every one of us, God. Father God, we ask that you shield those and give shelter to those that need shelter in this time of the storm, God. Father God, clothe those that need clothes, God. Father God, we ask that you send heat to those that may not be without heat, God. We ask that you cover them right now, God. Father God, we ask that you give us the ears to hear what we need to hear, God. Give us eyes to see what we need to see, God, and give us the heart of what we need to feel, God. Father God, we know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God. We ask you that you order our steps, God. Order our steps in this journey, God. Father God, we lift up our schools, God. We lift up our children, God. We lift up our family members, God. We lift up the Zoe Ministries Church, God. We lift up the Mother's Board. We lift up the Deaconess Board, God. The Deacon's Board and the Minister's Board. We lift up everyone in the body of Christ, God. Father God, we know that all things are working out for the good, God. Father God, we know that you have called us to be increased and to be miracle workers, God. And we thank you for the miracles that you have already placed in our lives, God. Father God, we ask for all these things in your name, God. And we decree the blood of Jesus wherever we go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you right now for this conference call, God, for this prophetic prayer and these company of prophets and prophetess. I thank you for the Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan. I thank you for Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and her beloved family, grandchildren. And I thank you, Father God, even for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan, God. I thank you, Father God, for the word of the Lord that has been going forth out of the mouth of the prophets, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that you will begin to hasten the word of the Lord over your people, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that even every seed has been sown. That, God, I thank you, Father God, that you will begin to cause and usher a harvest that they have never known. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you said that you would continue to give us seed to sow and bread to eat, God. And, Father God, we decree and declare that promise over our life. You said, Father God, you shall supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Father God, you said you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You also said you will give us power to attain wealth, Father God. And we thank you for that power, God. You said, Lord, you will give us now prosperity, Father God. And we decree and declare that in our finances, in our love life, in hallelujah, in our family, in our health, in our minds, we decree and declare now prosperity in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Father, for the Talitha Kumi anointing right now. God, let us arise, God. Let our families arise, God. Let our finances arise, God. Let the ministries, hallelujah, of pastors begin to arise, God. Let our voices begin to arise in the nation, God. Let the prophetic anointing begin to arise, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let healing arise. Let love arise. Let peace arise, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I decree it now. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of prosperity arise, God. Let the spirit of increase arise. In the name of Jesus, bring divine protection. Let that arise, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for salvation for our lost loved ones, God. In the name of Jesus, God, send forth revival, God. Hallelujah. We pray for laborers, anointed laborers, God, in your vineyard, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, send forth revival, God. In the name of Jesus, we call forth a revival, God. Hallelujah. For the unsaved, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, send revival into our prisons, God. And hallelujah. Even, Father God, our jailhouses and our schools, and hallelujah. Even, hallelujah, our colleges and universities. God, send revival, God, to this nation in the name of Jesus. God, give us ears to hear. Hallelujah, Lord. Grace us that we be hearers of your word and not just, hallelujah, and doers of your word. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will move before us, God. Hallelujah. Go before us and make every crooked place straight in our lives and in our situations. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, right now, cover us right now. Cover us, hover over us, God. Begin to grow in us right now. In the name of Jesus, expand your spirit in us right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, move for us right now. In the name of Jesus, let your glory fall, God. Let your Shekinah glory fall, God, on your people right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead your precious blood over, hallelujah, everyone that is in the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over their families, over their cars, their homes, God, and even over their finances, even their jobs, God. Hallelujah, their businesses, God. God, I plead your blood even over their ministry, God, their neighborhood, God. Hallelujah, I plead your blood in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover us right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak forth healing, hallelujah, and wholeness right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree it right now. I decree healing and wholeness, hallelujah. Let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that, Lord, hallelujah, let the words of our mouth and let the meditation of our heart be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, that strengthen our Redeemer. In the name of Jesus, redeem us, oh, hallelujah, from all ungodliness, God. Redeem us, God, and make us whole again. In the name of Jesus, we decree it and declare it right now. And Father God, I thank you for financial breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, for spiritual breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, for love breakthrough. I thank you for joy breakthrough. I thank you for peace breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for the spirit of unity and divine order in the midst of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, in advance what you're getting ready to do concerning your people in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God, we give you glory in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the release. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for everything that has been said, every prayer, every cry, every decree, every affirmation that has been said within this hour. Father, we give you praise and glory, and we thank you in advance for all the things that you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I pray in your precious name, Lord, for safety and protection, for protection and safety, Father, even as this storm will move across the northeast, Father. Father, I pray for your people everywhere, Lord, that you will keep them safe, Father. Do not let no harm or danger befall them in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, keep them, Father, even those that will have to go out, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your angels in advance that will bring about protection, Lord, that no hurt, harm, or danger will befall them in the name of Jesus. Cover us with your blood, Father. But Father, you said, when I see the blood, you'll pass over, Father. And Father, we decree your word, we decree your spirit of protection, your spirit of blessing that shall rise up and come upon each and every one of us. This I pray in your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, family, thank you so much. We just love you in the love of the Lord. I'm going
love
to
you too. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 So that Naomi, Prophetess Naomi, can go forth and give you the announcement. And family, those of you that are on the Northeast, stay safe and be safe in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
You. Prophetess Naomi.
Love you,
love
you
more.
Love you. Amen. Well, thank you all. Thank you all, prophets of God, that came on to pray on this midnight cry call. Want to just give a few announcements. Prophetess Jessica, can you tell the people of God what is happening on to, well, in about 11 hours and 20 minutes?
Well, in just a few hours, people of God, Power of Prophecy will be back on live with you. Today is Talk Tuesday. I will be the host along with Prophetess Deanna, and we will have a very special guest, Sister Dana Smart. She will be on with us talking about fitness. So we're going to have a really good conversation. You guys should definitely come out and join us. That's to later on today, that is at noon, on this very line.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. So get back on that line. People of God, check your emails, check your emails. Just wanted to let everyone know the Archbishop, our Master Prophet, is sending out emails. So check your emails because there is prophetic instruction that is being given to us. I'm going to say good night, and I want to thank you all once again. And
good night to you as well.
God bless. Amen.
Good night.
Good night, Lord.